Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Welcome to the program. Today we're going to be talking about quality family time. You know, times are changing and technology has soared to an all-time high. A common complaint around my house is for equal time on the computer. And you know, I just don't remember that being a problem when I was growing up. We didn't even know what a computer was. But you know, the popularity of email and instant messaging has caused sitting down and writing a letter by hand to become a thing of the past. You know, sadly, something else is becoming a thing of the past, and that's quality family time. You've got television, the internet, long bus rides home, and busy activity schedules. They can all steal away from our time together as a family. You know, children will develop their religious beliefs and social skills from whomever or whatever they're exposed to the most. It's interesting that when a child gets in trouble, to hear their parents say, "Well, they certainly didn't learn that at home." Well, of course they didn't. They learned it while they were hanging out in the mall parking lot while you were too busy to spend time with them. And the enemy of their soul knows the strategy of a seed well sown and long-term subtle influence. But it's up to us as parents to make sure that they grow up to become healthy and whole. And for that, there is no substitution for quality family time. You know, the scariest thing about raising kids is that you only get one chance. And just like the old saying says, they don't come with instructions. But God's Word is full of wisdom and direction for parents. Listen to Proverbs 22:6. It says, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it." Parents, you cannot effectively train by substitution or from a distance. Training is a very long-term process, and it demands quality time. You know, a great way to start is by setting a goal to sit down and have dinner together as a family at least 4 nights a week. And by the way, turn off the television. The real news is sitting across the table from you. You know, I learned so much about my children by sitting at the dinner table and asking the simple question, "Hey, how was your day?" Remember, parents, someone is going to train up your children. God's Word says it should be you. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.